If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone. It's a fine spring morning, and you wake up to the sound of your pet robot singing your favorite song. You tell it to turn on the nicest window view. How about a sun-drenched beach for today? The robot reads you the latest news and brings you your well-ironed outfit. It's just another day in 2030. You decide to start off by eating a bottle of water. Yep, in 2030, edible water bottles made of seaweed are a big thing. It's cheaper and more eco-friendly than plastic. You can either pop it in your mouth or drink it bite by bite. They use this sort of packaging for other drinks and cosmetics as well. But no, it doesn't mean you should eat your shampoo. Put it back on the shelf. You move to your kitchen to make some breakfast. You always have fresh veggies from your robotic greenhouse. Things grow 500 times faster in there than in regular soil. You can even produce your own hybrid foods. There are all sorts of smart cooking gadgets in your kitchen. They can cook anything for you, but you aren't sure what you want. So you push a button and they make the choice for you. They keep a database of all your food memories and can guess what you want based on your mood. To get the healthiest option, they analyze your DNA and work out a diet plan that's just for you. They tell you what vegetables and fruits to eat and when to eat them. Every now and then, you still go old-school grocery shopping. At the store, you use your favorite scanner app. It tells you which foods to buy and which ones to leave on the shelf. You don't need to Google healthy diets or what's good for your age or weight. It's all in the app. The store has more sections now. There's food for women, men, and the elderly, just like there was with baby food. So, your smart kitchen decides you want a burger. It's all cultured now. Meat consumption was growing way too fast, so humans found a great alternative. Burgers are now plant-based or made with lab-grown meat. Turns out you can get tons of meat from just a few starter cells. And it tastes just as good as regular old meat from back in the day. Beef, duck, even fish is grown in labs. There's also dairy-free milk and cheese, plus animal-free egg whites. And you can always keep a pack of fake shrimp made of algae at home, just in case. Mmm, that burger doesn't taste salty enough. Sam, play some sad music. The robot turns on your breakfast playlist, and now the burger tastes just right. Yep, you can now change the taste of food with music. Certain tones make food taste sweeter, others more bitter, and the sound of the waves in the background makes it taste fresher. You put on your algae mask and tell Sam to turn on your massive TV. The more you breathe, the more algae grows on your mask. Algae is super eco-friendly, easy to digest, and grows pretty much everywhere. It has more calcium, protein, iron, vitamins, minerals, fiber, and antioxidants than any fruit or vegetable. No wonder it's 2030's food of the decade. They even make protein bars out of algae now. You hear on the news about a young urban farmer who invented a new kind of cauliflower. You can buy it from the huge farm store downtown, you know, where all those old department stores used to be. The urban farmer is a super prestigious job among college grads. Big news! Human number 8 billion was just born. Scientists are hard at work solving the ever-growing food crisis. We haven't run out yet, but by 2050, with another billion people born, it could be a real problem. There's even a food police now. They keep track of what you eat just to make sure you're not wasting too much food. The good news is the improvement in food genetics. The news says they finally invented a peanut that doesn't give anyone allergies. They managed to do it by playing with its DNA. So now, potatoes and rice have more protein, tomatoes are richer in antioxidants, and bananas are all stocked up with pro-vitamin A. The food's more nutritious, so we need less of it. Time to go for a walk. You grab a couple of coffee cubes to chew on. They come in a bunch of flavors, like mocha, latte, and Americano. Need to write a paper? Just pop them in, and you'll be up all night. You stop in for some ice cream. Probably the coolest thing about living in 2030 is that ice cream doesn't drip anymore. They use tiny banana skin fibers now. These little guys make the ice cream creamier and less fattening, so you eat as much as you want. And it's not just ice cream. Pretty much all junk food has transformed. Thanks to food engineers, Yummy Sweet Treats now have a larger surface area that touches your tongue. Confused? It means just one bite and you feel awesome. You've been walking for over an hour, and your food diary app tells you it's time for a more nutritious snack. Caterpillars! Fresh caterpillars! Yay, the Caterpillar Shack is back. It's your favorite. Around 2 billion people used to eat insects back in 2020. Now, everyone loves them. They have just as much fat, protein, vitamins, fiber, and minerals as fish or beef. They're healthy, much cheaper, and need less land and water than animals. Plus, they come in awesome flavors. Apple, bacon, peanut butter, fish, anything you can think of. You see a group of kids playing with their pet robots in the park. One of them drops her smoothie package and runs off. Lettering! You start running after her. Then you remember it's 2030. Packaging self-decomposes now. It only lives as long as the food and drinks it has inside. This one's made of seaweed and water. There's also oil packaging made of caramelized sugar, coated with wax. Don't eat it, that's nasty. You break it open like an egg. Once it's open, it just melts. Other packaging looks like a weird banana. You just peel it open. It's 6 p.m., all those apps, and you're still going to be late. You have friends coming over. How about pad thai, beef Wellington, and some baked Alaska and macaroons to top it all off? 10 minutes should be enough. I mean, it's all going to be teletransported directly from your favorite restaurant. Can't believe our parents used to cook. Remember when you used to track your food order? Yeah, that's over. Now, you pay, the restaurant sends the data to your home 3D printer, and out it comes. There's a database of every single flavor, color, shape, and texture. Download, print, eat. Or you can go crazy and make heart-shaped pizzas or cat-shaped crackers or something. In the mood for some vintage, actually cooked food? RoboChef's on it. It's watched every cooking show ever, and it's pretty fun to watch. Your friends are here. Wow, what's that noise coming from the kitchen? Is that a fire alarm? Your RoboChef messed it all up. It happens to the best of us. All those fancy ingredients, what a waste. You'll take it to the robot doctor tomorrow. And for tonight, looks like it's going to be old-school pretzels. Good to know they still make them in 2030.